In this bulletin, Prime Minister Scott Morrison labels Karen Phelps's medical transfer bill for refugees stupid. Thai Prime Minister breaks his silence on Hakim Al-Arabi. And $12 million in funding for Australia's Paralympians. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has labelled independent MP Dr. Karen Phelps' medical transfer bill for refugees stupid. The bill, if passed, will give doctors the final say on which asylum seekers in offshore processing centres can be transferred to Australia for medical treatment. A vote is expected in the House of Representatives as early as next week. Mr. Morrison is urging Labor not to support the bill.
This is a stupid bill. It's written by people who haven't got the faintest idea how this works. We do. And I'm so appalled that the Labor Party would even play this sort of political game to get a cheap vote in the House next week. If that's what he wants, if Bill Shorten's going to sell out our border protection to get a cheap, opportunistic win in the Parliament next week, well, he can have it. I'll stay on the side of strong border protection and he can take a running jump.
Thailand's Prime Minister has broken his silence over the detention of Australia-based refugee footballer Hakim Al-Arabi. Prayav Chan-Ocha says Thailand is working with Australia and Bahrain to find a solution for Al-Arabi, who's currently detained in Thailand. He faces extradition to Bahrain, which has convicted him of vandalising a police station there in 2012, which he denies. He's been given until April the 5th to prepare a defence against the extradition proceedings. Australia wants Mr. Al-Arabi to be returned to Melbourne, and his supporters say the Thai government can intervene and annul extradition proceedings at any moment. The Prime Minister says negotiations are underway.
Do not jump to conclusions about the verdict and do not politicise this. In the meantime, the Foreign Ministry is coordinating with the two countries, both Australia and Bahrain, to find a solution for this issue.
An investigation has been launched into the conduct of police in the lead-up to the deaths of two men in floodwaters in Townsville. A 23 and 21-year-old were found yesterday in a large open stormwater drain. The Ethical Standards Command will now investigate the police who'd been searching for the men after an attempted break-in at a nearby Dan Murphy's liquor store at 3 a.m. on Monday. Meanwhile, hundreds of people displaced by the floods have begun returning home. The Bureau of Meteorology's acting manager for Queensland, Richard Wardle, says while the weather will soon improve, the flood threat will remain for some days yet.
There is an end in sight, but we're expecting further periods of heavy rainfall, some of it very heavy, about the northeast tropics for the next few days, between about Cardwell and Mackay. And with that, there's the real elevated risk of flash flooding.
Russia says it's planning to develop new missile systems. The Russian Defence Ministry says it's aiming to create new land-based missiles within the next 2 years. It comes after both Russia and the United States suspended their involvement in an arms control pact, the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty, which bans both countries from using short and medium-range missiles. The treaty was signed in 1987 during the Cold War to ease a crisis in which US and Soviet missiles were placed within range of European capitals. Ground-launched missiles were banned under the treaty, but not sea or air-launched ones, which Russia already possesses. French police have arrested a 40-year-old woman for allegedly lighting the fire in a Paris apartment block that's killed at least 10 people. At least 30 people have been injured. The fire is Paris's most deadly since 2005. Firefighters rescued around 50 people from the apartment block, some of whom climbed onto the roofs of adjacent buildings to escape the flames. Paris prosecutor Remy Heitz says the arrested suspect was a resident in the building.
At this time and with the elements at our disposal, a criminal act is the favoured hypothesis. One person has been arrested, a person that lives in the building. This person was arrested overnight, not far from the scene, not far from the fire. She's being detained right now.
The federal government has announced $12 million in funding for Australia's Paralympians $8 million will help to manage the planning, coordination and delivery of the Australian Paralympic team at the Tokyo 2020 Games. An additional $4 million will be directed to Paralympic Australia's Victorian base for the reconstruction of a community and events centre. We'll now look at today's weather. Perth mostly sunny and 35 degrees. Adelaide humid, a shower or two and 32. Melbourne humid, showers and a possible storm, 30 degrees. Hobart possible late shower and 25. Canberra possible afternoon shower and 30. Wollongong a shower or two and 24. Sydney a possible shower, 28. Newcastle partly cloudy, 27. Brisbane showers easing and 31. Cairns, showers, a possible storm, 31. And Darwin, a shower or two and a possible storm and 32 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett and this is SBS News.